Okay, here we are, hour number two. Welcome back, Kelly Nelson, who writes for newswithviews.com, but more than that, she writes for all of you. And her perspective is, as you know by now, extraordinary. So there, how are you?
Okay.
All right.
Well, I wanted to start out.
Yeah, let me just say this about food, though. Seriously, this is a carryover to the next hour. But we are really beginning to see food shortages. I mean, they're talking about prices that are almost doubling, portions that are getting... I buy a certain kind of baked bean, and I opened... The last two cans I've opened have had far more liquid and maybe a half an inch to an inch of fewer beans. No kidding. So the weight in the can is about the same, but the product is not. And this is happening, I'm told, all over the place.
Well, you know, they've been doing this for years, but it's getting worse now, and it's real visible now. Oh, maybe 10 years ago, they took the toilet paper and they shortened the horizontal width of it so that it didn't cover your whole toilet paper roll. It was an inch shorter, you know?
Yeah.
And but they've done that with many things. They change the amount in it, but the price remains the same. And they've been doing this for years. But
there's a term for that, and I can't remember what it is, but there's a term. It's
now it's
like
quite
product,
obvious.
It's like product shorting or something. I don't know, but it's true.
Yes, it's increasing the price.
Yeah, yeah.
But the price increase is not so noticeable to most people because they don't look at the content. What used to be 25 ounces now is 20 ounces, but the price remains the same.
You see? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't notice this. I do because of being in this business since 1990 and having to watch prices to keep my costs the same. But I wanted to start out saying something. We've been lied to for so many decades, for over a century. We've been lied to really humongously since...
Nonstop.
Yes, but since the Civil War, we've been massively lied to, and it's day in and day out. And it gets to the point where you actually don't know what to believe, who to believe, and you become suspicious of gaslighting. You become suspicious of people who let's take Rand Paul, for instance. He's doing a really good thing. Yeah, I don't want to take him. But he's doing a really good thing by getting out all this stuff on Fauci, although he never goes to the core. But he's doing it because he wants to become reelected. The majority of American people don't. And so what he's doing is a small benefit to wake up the dum-dums who have been so dumbed down. They don't even know who we fought during the Revolutionary War anymore.
They don't know. They couldn't describe it in two sentences.
No, they don't. Okay, so you've got, and look, I can't stand him. Number one, he's for a constitutional convention. Number two, he's the same ilk of an heretical Christian doctrine that Ted Cruz and David Barton, David Barton is one of these guys that believes Sharia law and the Constitution are compatible.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Really.
That's
so, and
crazy.
I mean, he was on a leftist show and he said that. So we've got it proven.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here's the thing. We've got so many people like this today that you don't know what to believe. But I'll tell you one thing. There's a man, and you probably know his name, Dr. Christopher Rake in California, that was 43 years old, not yet 20 years, as a physician. And he was walked out of his hospital because he had not been jabbed. Okay?
Right. He didn't want to die. So they got rid of him. Mm-hmm.
He told one of my friends, and this brings me back to another thing, a book that I just finished. But he told one of my very good friends, he said, there are things you must be willing to die for, and mine is freedom.
Those are great words. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got, I don't know, 4 children, and he's married, and he has no job. And nobody's going to hire him, even though none of this is law. It's just dictate by the president, the brainless, dumbed-down, usurper president.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How can they get away with this? Because the people listen and they obey. And therein lies our problem.
Now, that's a fatal weakness in the populace. You know that.
It is. It's absolutely fatal. Now, there's another thing that's very important. You know, we're talking about Rand Paul. I don't trust him, but I'm glad he's doing this to wake up some people. Okay?
Let me say, I say something about that before
sure.
you go on? Don't lose your train of thought here. I've been on his case here on the program for some time now. He's a showman, and he's definitely trying to get reelected. He's got that artificially curly hair, which is, that's fine. That's his right. That's no problem. But I want to see a list of the laws he has either written, co-authored, or otherwise introduced into the Congress that would begin to address the fact that we are being literally railroaded by a regime of communists. We're not a constitutional republic anymore. And what has Rand Paul done? Has he even bothered to put a bill in that would rectify this outrage? No. I don't know of any. None. So what's he doing? He's arguing with Fauci. Oh, what a great accomplishment. That little crook.
You know, and I have a lot of people that will say, but look, there are so many people out here that don't know anything that if he gets a little promotion on this and gets a little airwaves on it, at least it'll wake some people up. Because I've had good friends of mine say, oh, I thought Dr. Fauci was wonderful. And I just roll my eyes and think, oh, man, are you stupid? You know, but...
Well, dangerously slow. Dangerously stupid.
But they listen to the regular Pravda media, and that's where they get all this crap. They believe it. But I want to go to Robert Kennedy, because Robert Kennedy, in my book, and, you know, I'm a purist. If you're rotten in one area, you can't be good in any area in my brain. But that's not always true. Because what I have seen with Robert Kennedy and what he's doing, his book on Fauci is unbelievably detailed. And this guy, what he has said on all these vaccines and what's happened to us over all these years, is absolutely incredible. Stuff I never even thought about. I listened to him the other night. He was talking about these flu vaccines. He said he would never take one because there are damages in it that you don't even know exist. And nothing shows up in you for a long time, and then you get sick and you die. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he mentioned the SV40, simian virus monkey.
40. Yeah, simian virus SV40. Number 40. That's right.
Yes, from the 60s, early 60s, that was the polio vaccine.
And the polio vax, sure.
And how...
Killed 40 million Americans. Brain and kidney and cancer, mostly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the cancer has just been outrageously... it's an epidemic. Far more than any of this COVID crap. Cancer's killed far more since then. And he talked about Dr. Edey, who was basically destroyed because she told the truth. So he goes on and he tells a whole bunch of other things. And he actually explained that the Center for Disease Control, I didn't know this, was initially an agency of the U.S. military. Did you know that?
No. No, I don't think
I did. He said it was founded in 1946, the year of my birth, and its original purpose was to protect U.S. citizens from a hypothetical biological warfare attack. The goal, here's the key, was to mass vaccinate the population quickly without undergoing the 2 to 5 years of testing required for regulatory approval.
Oh, and how did they do it? They instilled fear in the souls of most people. They scared
them.
They intimidated them. They beat them up with fear. And they created the demand for the vax. That's how they did it.
Yeah.
It was ingenious when you think about it.
Yeah, and this has been planned for a whole lot of, probably more than 10 years, probably more than one decade.
I'd say 20. They started and they've been working on it for sure. But your guess is as good as mine. It's been planned. We know that. Look, Kelly, this is a designed, created, tested, and now a deployed bioweapon that will kill, apparently, a hell of a lot of people. Let's just put it that way.
Well, and see, Dr. McCullough said that. He stated that the first bioweapon was COVID out of the Wuhan lab, and the second bioweapon is the vaccine.
Of course it is.
Which is not a vaccine, of course. No. We know that.
Yep.
So in reality, we've got a lot of men who are telling the truth, and now we're hearing, for God's sake, don't give this shot to your babies. They've okayed it for 5 to 11, and they say, well, it's one-third the strength and a smaller needle. Big deal. It's still putting something in your body where I believe they can track you. I believe it's you are trackable once this is in your body. And
I think the tech is there, and I think you're right. No, I agree with that. I do. We don't need the big grain of rice chip. We don't need that. No. If you read up on smart dust, for example, they can put that in the air and track people with it. They can see things with it. It's amazing.
Well, Kennedy even stated that the U.S. vaccine schedule expanded following the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, which was signed by who? Who was president in 86? Ronnie, Red Ronnie. And anybody that thinks Ronald Reagan was a wonderful president didn't do any research on the man. He told great jokes and he made everybody smile and he talked the game. But boy, he did a lot of really rotten things while he was president and while he was governor of California. And I may lose some of your audience on that, but boy, I can prove it. But here's what happened with that act. The U.S. vaccine schedule expanded exponentially following the act from 3 vaccines. Listen to this, because you know how many they give newborn babies now. From 3 vaccines to 72 separate vaccine doses now. Is that outrageous?
Well, it's shortening the life by 10, 15, 20% of most people who get that kind of a regimen. You can't do it. It's just the body can't tolerate it.
No,
these are horrible things.
And along with all of the increased vaccine exposure, came an epidemic of how many more chronic diseases? 420 and counting.
Wow.
And we're not just talking food allergies and eczema and autism and asthma and ADHD, which doesn't even exist, and autoimmune diseases. We are talking some major illnesses that actually destroy you from properly functioning the rest of your life, and they affect your mental capability. So what they've been doing with stabbing us with this crap for years is destroying the human body and getting rid
of
it quicker.
Of course it is.
And now is the final solution, isn't it?
Right. The end of the line. Right here.
Yeah. Yeah. And to me, I've seen so many lose their jobs because of this. I'm just astounded that more people they're starting to, but it's not enough. It really has to go massive. I mean, we have to be marching in the streets and saying no more.
Do you see that happening, Kelly?
Not yet.
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't see it happening at all. Sorry.
And have you seen the latest... Are we going to a commercial? No.
No.
Have you seen the latest VAERS reports from November 5th?
I didn't even look at it.
Oh, my God.
It's bogus.
And remember, this is only 1%, right?
Yeah.
They say 1 to 10%, but I don't even believe it's that much because Dr. McCullough said it takes a half hour for a doctor to fill this out, and if you screw it up, you can lose your license.
Yeah.
So how many docs are going to do that?
No, even VAERS has stated that they actually feel they only get about 1%.
Not only that, but they've been caught removing some.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So just multiply it by 99 and you might be close. I think
over 2 million
people have been killed in this country already.
I totally agree with you. The deaths that they have listed are 18,461. But,
forget it.
You know, with that swine flu, it was 25 to 50 deaths and it was pulled off the market. So obviously there's another reason for this, which people still cannot see. They're going out and getting this booster. And I'm saying, are you losing your mind? You're crazy.
Kelly, they're committing suicide.
They are. Yep. And the miscarriages, they're up to 3,000. Heart attacks, 10,000. Myocarditis is even worse. It's 12,000. People are permanently disabled with this. Myocarditis, that gives you a 5-year lifespan.
You're not going to live very long with that?
No. Thrombocytopenia is the low platelet thing. There are over 4,000 with that, and that's where you just bleed to death. There was a doctor down in Georgia. He took the first shot, and they bled to death. His insides turned to mush. I mean, all his organs just kind of went bleh into soup.
Kelly, if you've had a chance to listen to any of the programs we've done, but Erica Kahn has revealed some extraordinary information about this weapon that it indicates without any question that it is multifaceted and has several pathways to go to destroy your body. And it is doing it. It is so insidious that most people would not even be able to believe it if they knew or were told. It is death in a needle.
Well, I don't know that we're going to win with this. I wish more people would stand up, and they're not.
And there's something going on, Kelly. Kelly, there's something going on. I don't know what it is. I suspect it's an EMF frequency of some kind that is tranquilizing people, taking away their initiative, whatever you want to say.
There's something going on for years.
Well, that's right. I think they've got it refined to the extent that they're using it now 24/7. Look what they did in Europe 5 years ago when the Africans and Muslims invaded Europe. They found out that all the dairy products in Europe were overdosed with oxytocin. They loaded it up with the oxytocin hormone, and people just kicked back and happy and didn't mind a thing. That's why there was no initiative there to really stop it. There were some demonstrations, more there than here over this bioweapon, but they still allow those people in there, and they never should have. And it had to do with hormones. They filled milk, ice cream, cottage cheese, you name it, dairy products, loaded them up with oxytocin. And you saw the results.
Well, look at what they're going to do to all of our vegetables. They're going to put this messenger RNA in it.
Oh, no. That will be the quicker end if they begin to do that. We'll be eating our own
demise. Oh, they've already announced that they're going to do it. They're working on lettuce and spinach now.
And there are, I think, over 30 different, maybe more, vaccines, RNA vaccines, that are being developed right now.
Oh, yeah.
And all of them
are incredibly... The flu vaccine is going to be changed to a messenger RNA as well.
That's the end. That's the end. That will be the end. For those who somehow escaped the vax, that'll be the end.
Well, you know, all of these other countries, 27 European Union countries, plus 16 other countries, we've all got this vaccine mandate crap, plus you got to have your little papers to get into anywhere, which drives me crazy. But all of these other countries, they are issuing recovery certificates. Okay? Besides the vaccine certificates and the negative test certificates.
Got it. Now you're recovered. So, you got to have your papers to show you're recovered.
Yeah, but wait a minute. That's a good thing. That's a good thing because it means you've got antibodies.
Yep. If they'll accept that, they seem to be declining natural immunity up and down. They won't let it.
Well, and these other countries, and they aren't. They're using it. If you've had it and recovered, and you've got antibodies from your doctor, you can go anywhere.
All right, hold on a second. We have to break on that note. We'll come right back. And by the way, they are putting into your smartphone all of your papers, your health profile. Your papers, please, will soon be in your smartphone. So that's coming right down the road. We'll be right back. Hold on. Okay, and welcome back. Pete Buttigieg says now get this one. This is a transportation director. Buttigieg says the surest way to fix the supply chain crisis is to get vaxxed.
Mm-hmm.
That's too funny.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, what the sense it makes is you'll be dead and there won't be any supplies needed.
That's true. Whatever's coming in, we'll have stock shelves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yep. You know that the World Health Organization records count almost 16.5 million coronavirus recovered Americans, okay? That means almost 16.5 million Americans don't need a vaccine because they have natural immunity.
Of course not. Of course.
But
of course.
More than half of them went and got the vax after having this. And I have friends that did that.
What is wrong?
How stupid can you be?
What is wrong with American common sense? It's gone. There isn't any.
Yeah.
Very little.
No.
This is completely crazy what you're describing.
I know.
What do you tell? What do you say to your? What do you say to your friends? Do you actually confront them and say what the hell is wrong with you, or do you just let it go?
I have, and I've actually told them, and I've been straightforward about it. I said, well, you're going to die. You don't have a chance because all of these physicians who are our Bonhoeffers of today, who are telling the truth and risking their livelihoods and everything, they're telling you that is the worst case scenario for you because the normal vaccines, there's three different kinds. You can get a placebo, you can get 30 spike proteins, or you can get 100 spike proteins, and you don't know what you've got, but they're keeping track of it. But then when you go back for your booster, you're going to get the big jab. Okay, but if you recovered and you have natural immunity, your death rate is 2 years. You've got 2 years to live. That's what these docs are saying because they've watched what happens to the blood and what happens to your body when you have recovered and then you go and put that crap in your body. It's worse.
2 years? That's
and,
about
and
right.
And they've said it. They've all said it. If you last that long, because, I mean, look, we've already got 75 sports figures that have collapsed and had heart attacks and died while playing sports. And we're talking teenagers and 20-year-olds.
Correct.
This is crazy. They're killing them off quick.
Yeah.
And you know that you're right. There's two. Well, I said that to somebody just recently. I said, there's probably 2 million people dead. And I said, all you had to do was listen to that one coroner from, he was
England. It was a funeral director.
Yeah, was he England? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was saying, oh, during COVID, the amount of deaths were the same as they'd always been.
Yeah, his
but
name
once
is John.
The vax started.
John O'Looney.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, a loony. And once it started, the vax, it just skyrocketed with the deaths. And this is true. So I had this friend say to me, "Well, certainly, wouldn't we notice if 2 million people had died?" And I said, "In a country of 337 million people,
no, you wouldn't. Nope,
you wouldn't notice."
No, and take that 18,000 admitted number from VAERS and multiply it by 99, and you get 1.8. You get 1.8 million.
Mhm.
It's right there.
There you go. There you go. So
no.
it's we're facing 2 million and nobody's seeing it. Now we do have friends. I have two friends that have died of this. Okay, and no,
died of the died of the bioweapon vax. That's what you're talking about, right?
No, they didn't die of the vax. They died
of a disease.
Died of the protocol, not of the disease. They died because the hospital allowed them to die and gave them no care. That's what they died of.
Or if they did give them care, they gave them remdesivir, then put them when their body began to fail, they put them on a ventilator, and that was the end.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. And you've seen all these reports where you've got an attorney, you've got a patient advocate, you've got power of attorney people, and they can't get these folks out of the hospital. They won't let go of them. Once you go in, you become a prisoner. They keep you in there until you're dead, and then you can have the body back. This is true. I'm not lying. I mean, there's been testimony after testimony. There's a pastor that writes for News with Views. His father-in-law, this is what they did to his father. Yeah. So, I mean, this is constant. And I think last time I was on, I told you about a young gal that's 20 that started for her Bachelor of Science in Nursing at the age of 15, and they're not going to let her graduate because she refuses to have the vaccine.
Well, the question you have to ask over and over again, Callie, is what is your life worth? What is your life worth? But these people don't have the facts to enable them to even pose that question. They just don't. They don't know the danger. They don't know the risk, so they don't ask the question. But that is the question. What is your life worth? A plane ride? Huh?
Yeah,
that's
what killed Judith Reisman. She wanted to go. I swear to God, that's what killed her. Granted, she was elderly,
she took
but
the
she
shot?
Was in perfect health. She took the shot, and 2 days later, she died.
Well, that's no question in my mind. That's a terrible thing to know. I didn't know that.
And she took the shot. Why? So she could travel and speak, because she had speaking engagements lined up. And if you had the shot, you could travel.
Mm-hmm. She was,
I don't care if I don't go anywhere. I'm not taking that damn thing for anything.
Don't do it. Never. Don't even think about it. Now this goes hand in hand.
I've never thought about it.
No, we've got reports now, and it happened to me that apparently they're using the cell phone grid or something, satellites, to EMF broadcast and put in people's minds the thought that they should go ahead and get the shot. It happened to me. I heard in my mind, go ahead and get the shot. Get it over with. You'll be fine. No problem.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to deal.
Yeah.
And I put it out over the program here, and I began to get emails. And then David Icke in England got the same thing, and he did a full video on it. So we think they've been using that approach as well to try to trick people into getting this thing.
I hardly ever use a cell phone. Hardly ever. People will send me articles on my cell phone, but I keep it turned off because I don't even want to hear it. So it's been off for months and months and months. But I'll tell you, I was laying in bed one night, and here's the thought that came to me. And it was, am I wrong about all of this? Is this thing really good? And
well,
I'm being lied to?
Kelly, that sounds like the same basic thing. It's just a variation. It's just a variant.
Sure.
Speaking of variants, that's what they're doing. And that's very interesting. This is important. I believe that message was implanted in you. I do.
Yeah, well, I ousted it.
Or thought.
It hasn't been back. because I've just seen too much now, and you're not going to convince me otherwise.
They probably have, and I posted this as a thought, but they have a number of messages that work in different ways on different people. It's like people are like combination locks. You got to figure out how to get into their subconscious, and then you can do things. And what you just described is a new twist on, I believe, that same technology.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting.
Well, now, let me just tell you one more thing about natural immunity, because they're disallowing it here. And I think I told you this before. We signed up to go see some wonderful shows at our beautiful Tennessee theater. And two days after I paid all the money, I got this notice that you either had to have a test within 72 hours prior to the show, you had to wear a mask, and you had to have a vaccine paper. Okay, that was your requirements to get in. And I thought, and I called and I got my money back, fortunately. But I will not, and a lot of this comes from the entertainers. This is what they want.
Sure.
And I'm thinking, you people are nuts. Those masks don't do anything.
No.
For decades, they have done studies on masks and never found that they work. Now, here's the other thing. The CDC just came out with something that really is a crack up. They can't prove one single instance of natural immune individuals ever spreading COVID. That's the key. But they still want you to go get a vax, and these doctors are telling their patients this. They told two friends of mine who were sick in the hospital with this stuff, recovered, went home, and the guy says, well, my lungs are damaged now. And I said, so you went and took the vaccine? Well, yeah, the doctor said it would help me. I said, it's not going to help you. It's going to kill you. You're going to be dead.
He's gone. Furthermore, the illegal vax mandates are spreading. They're becoming more widespread, common, and not just in this country. I'm talking about Europe, you name it. They're popping up all over the place. And people
Well,
are
see, now you've got to have, in most of these places, you've got to have the booster, too, or they won't count your old one and
you're
two.
You're no longer fully vaxxed with two shots.
Right.
You need the booster.
Right.
And then you'll need the next booster, and the one after that, or you're not fully vaxxed. They're going to put all this on your smartphone, and you're going to have it with you. They're going to mandate that you have a smartphone with you, with your papers on it. Watch and see. That's coming.
I know. I know it is.
If you can't afford one, they'll give you one and charge you for it on your taxes.
I'll tell you a little story about what happens at our orthopedic doctor's office. And my husband just went in there the other day, and they have these little like computer things that you take and you answer all the questions on the computer.
Sure. Yeah.
And my husband said, I'm not filling that out. She says, well, you have to. We have to have the information. He said no.
Good.
Because this asks for my Social Security number, which is already in your computer. And I am not putting it on here. And she said, well, why not? It's perfectly safe. And my husband looked at her and he said, look, if the Pentagon can be hacked, you can be hacked. And the number one identity theft is medical. I'm not filling it out. Oh. Okay, she says, well, is everything the same? Yes. Okay, we'll let it go this time then.
An ugly story. What a common ugly story. Most
See, but this
in.
Is what's going on all over the place, because they want, and here's the other thing, they're sending everything through your phone. Everything.
Correct.
And I had to call him up and I had to say, well, and my husband, when he was there, well, we sent you a notice. You could fill it out on your phone and send it back in. And Larry said, I don't turn my phone on. I don't use it like all these other people with water in one hand and the phone in the other. He said, we use them only upon occasion when we travel. Oh, well, Can we call this other number? No, it's a landline.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. She said, well, we can send it to your computer. He said, no, I don't want to see this stuff. If you have something to tell me that I have to be there 15 minutes early to talk to you about, I'll do that. But I'm not doing it through any of these computers. Ooh. And boy, some of them don't want to even serve you if you do that.
They won't. Moderna is about to begin very serious, broad-based, wide testing of injecting their death shot in five-year-olds. And then down to six months old next.
They're already doing it. This is a Moderna press release.
But they originally said five and then six. Now it's 6 months. And they're working on that right now.
Yeah.
Now the five to 11 year olds have been injected. It's a week today that it started, formally last Monday. And as I've said before, one Middle East, East Central U.S., they had so many kids come in to this children's hospital. It was 200% plus the normal load in ER. And this is the day after they began to get their shots, five-year-olds up to 11, last Friday, a week ago today. And so tomorrow, they began to roll into the hospitals.
God.
Nobody's talking about it because the staff
is... If they live, they're going to be sterile. So there you go, no more population. I mean, these parents don't realize that they're killing their kids, or these kids, if they do grow up, they'll never have grandchildren. My God.
You notice that they're not talking about the five-year-olds, and this started a week ago.
Uh-huh.
It started a week ago. No talking except one informational source I had told me about this children's hospital, big one in the Midwest. And I guess it was more to the east, but anyway. And they have 200%+ of normal admissions of children at this children's hospital with vax reactions. This happened the day after they got their shots.
But there's a real
lid on this. It's big.
Oh, there's a lid on everything. How do we even know that what we know is totally true and isn't 100 times worse than it is?
Well, we don't. And I'll tell you another thing. There's so many shills on the Internet now working these talk show platforms and green screen.
The gaslighting is unbelievable.
It is. It's not slowing down either. No.
No, it's getting worse. And, you know, you've said things to me and I've thought, I don't know if I believe that. My friend in California has said to me that she has heard that Robert Kennedy was involved at one time with the CIA. But I have looked...
Robert F. Kennedy, the original, not Junior.
No, Junior.
Okay.
But I've looked and looked and looked, and I can't find a thread of it. And Junior believes that Sirhan Sirhan did not kill his father.
He knows who did
was a CIA guy, and
his name is Thane Caesar.
Yeah, that's right.
He was a security guard in the room. He did it.
Yep. Plus, they proved that the bullets that came from Sirhan Sirhan's gun could not have been the bullets that were in the body.
No, bullets don't go out and turn around 180 degrees and come back. No, the shooting angle was all wrong for the injuries and the wounds.
The whole thing was... But see, everything has been a setup. Everything. We don't know anything that's really true, do we?
No, not anymore.
I mean, 9/11. That was a big deal.
Yeah, not in the digital age. It's all gone now.
So what do we trust? See, and that's why
they tried to take away from all children as quickly as possible, and that's their inner voice. Their little inner voice the children have. Children see things, they sense things, and that is taken away from them as quickly as possible. That's what we have to listen to. We have to try to strike up a relationship with our own inner self and learn again to trust it. Our intuition is outstanding in many cases. but we're not even remotely in touch with it anymore. What are people in touch with? That thing they hold in their hand, that screen.
Yeah.
And their flying thumbs on the little keyboard. It's crazy.
Can you do that? Can you text really?
No, I can't. No, I think I've sent half a dozen texts in my life. I've tried
I can't do it.
It takes too long. It takes a long time.
Yeah. It's. Why don't you just call me? Well, I don't want to do
this. It's weird.
This.
There's an aversion to speaking face-to-face and looking at people's eyes, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe there's so much lying and deceit going on that people feel it's a way that they can dodge that kind of discovery. Oh, I've been found out. I'm a liar if they just put it in text. I don't know. When you look at someone's face, you can tell how serious they are, usually. And that's gone now. People aren't learning to look and read faces.
Well, even with the computer, there are so many things that they are blocking, whether it be AT&T or Comcast or WOW or whoever you have. What's in the subject line can actually get you blocked.
Subject line. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, what's in the subject line. So you have to be very cautious in how you send things out. And I find that extremely interesting that the censorship has become so bad that free speech is totally abridged. It's gone. It really is.
Well,
I mean, look at where can you do free speech except on you? Huh?
Yeah, well, we're responsible. We have a constitution and we're not supporting it, and that's the problem. Uh-uh. We trust the courts. Courts are completely communist in most cases. This is not to get better.
I mean, look at the Supreme Court. My God. They've got two guys on there that are decent. The rest of them are owned.
Williams and Alito. That's it. That's the two I like, anyway.
Well, Thomas.
Sorry. Thomas and Alito.
That's what I was going to say. Williams? Where's Williams?
No.
Yeah, I'm like Thomas.
I'm reading at the same time I'm talking. I shouldn't do that.
I like Thomas and I like Alito, and that's the only two.
That's it.
And I don't trust any of them that Trump put on there, because guess who really sent them to him? It was Kellyanne Conway and Mike Pence. Yep.
Whatever happened to Pence, by the way?
He's still around. He thinks he's going to run for president. And
really?
I'll tell you what, there's a lot. Look, it's the same people. The very same people who take the vax who still think Mike Pence is a good guy. Oh, he's such a fine Christian.
Wow.
You know that. You know it.
This is incredible.
It is incredible, but it's true, isn't it?
Of course it is. Yeah. He's dirt. As is the case with most of them.
Yeah, and I believe Lynn Wood about him. I really do. I believe what Lynn Wood says.
Lynn hasn't been around much either lately.
No, and I've wondered what's happened to him. I have his email.
I haven't seen Lynn Wood's name
anywhere. I'm tempted to call him and say, what's going on, buddy?
Call him.
Where are you?
I'd like to know. I know, seriously. And if he wants to come on the radio, this is wide open for him. The door is open, so he's welcome. Excess deaths point to population reduction agenda, you think? Mike Whitney wrote a pretty good article on this. It just came out today.
You know, there's quite a few really good articles, and they don't get sent around as much as they should.
Of course not.
But the same old crap is in my... I delete and delete and delete, and I unsubscribe and unsubscribe, and you know who keeps coming back? It's the Republican garbage. It keeps coming back. I cannot get rid of these bozos.
That's weird.
It isn't.
Well,
they pester me.
Well,
honey, you have a good evening. Take care.
Thank
now you, you'll
Kelly.
Have a real guest on air.
No problem. Thank you. Wonderful, as always.
Okay.
You take care of yourself.
Bye.
All right.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Kelly Nelson, and we'll come right back with Hour 3 and Misha Papa coming up next.